Good morning. This is Morning Edition on WHYY in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. The state of Pennsylvania pays to transport children on Medicaid with behavioral health issues to day programs and after-school care. But a recent incident where a van driver was discovered duct-taping preschoolers raises questions about who is responsible for keeping these kids safe. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports.
Shakia Carter thought her son was in good hands. He was 5 years old and struggled with hyperactivity, so she enrolled him in a therapeutic nursery called the Children's Crisis Treatment Center, and it helped. But then she found out that the van driver who took her son to the nursery each day had been caught on video using duct tape to bind his hands and feet.
I kind of lost it. I was just so devastated and heartbroken, and I mean, my heart was literally in a million pieces. How could they do that to my kid? This is my baby.
Carter withdrew her son from the program. Now, she and two other parents whose children were duct taped have filed lawsuits against the driver, the nursery, and the van company that hired him, called Catch. The lawsuits also name transportation broker Logisticare, which the state pays to monitor all the van companies in Philadelphia. David Mandel directs the Center for Mental Health at the University of Pennsylvania.
The state contracts with Logisticare to cover all transportation for this region, and Logisticare in turn subcontracts with different transportation vendors.
Mandel also oversees a program for kids with autism that relies on the state-funded transportation. He says these programs are at the mercy of this complicated structure, no matter how unreliable or unsafe the van companies are.
We have no option. There's no other company we can go to get rides for our kids.
Carter blames the driver, who also faces criminal charges, for the trauma her son has suffered. But she has bigger concerns, too, about the tangled web of companies she trusted to take care of her child.
How could you not be trained? I mean, I definitely expected them to definitely have a million different strategies other than duct tape to transport these kids.
The state is set to renew its $95 million contract with Logisticare March 1st. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.